riverbender.com, your number one source for everything local. Your evening newscast is brought to you by Hit and Run Drive-Thru Convenience Stores, celebrating 50 years in the Riverbend. Drive on up and let us do the walking.
Sheila and Nick Darr announced new ownership agreement with Big Z Media. I'm David Olenbiddle. Here's what you need to know. A change in ownership's on the horizon for a Riverbend media company, with Sheila and Nick Darr of Godfrey having entered into an agreement to become the new owners of Big Z Media, purchasing the controlling interest from the current owner, Sam Stem, of Alton. The parties to the agreement have filed a transfer of control application with the FCC, and once that's approved, likely within 90 days, the deal will be finalized. What started as an AM radio station 75 years ago has morphed into Big Z Media. More info on the transition is online at riverbender.com. Timothy Banowitz, 31 years old, was convicted after a guilty plea in the murder of prominent attorney Randy Gorey. He's now asking Judge Kyle Knapp to withdraw that plea. A hearing on that matter is scheduled for April the 13th. Banowitz entered the guilty plea to one count of first-degree murder, two counts of armed robbery in October of 2021, just before he was set to go to trial. He's been serving a 70-year sentence in that murder case. North Elementary's Light the Night campaign, formerly known as Pennies for Patients, was very successful once again, with the campaign being held for 3 weeks in March from the 7th through the 24th. It was all coordinated by Kimberly Scherer, a second grade teacher at North Elementary. All the proceeds are given to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society STL chapter. Scherer said every classroom teacher was provided with a classroom link for online donations, and many families even shared this link with their families and friends. Students are able to participate in activities each week in support of the campaign. Details are online at riverbender.com. The Edwardsville Police Department issued a strong warning to motorists regarding texting and driving in honor of Distracted Driving Awareness Month. The Edwardsville Police Department is partnering with IDOT and the Illinois State Police and more than 200 local law enforcement agencies to step up enforcement efforts across the state. Motorists can expect to see increased patrols and traffic safety enforcement zones throughout the month of April. A representative said distracted driving is one of the leading causes of motor vehicle crashes on the roads today. During Distracted Driving Month, law enforcement will boost enforcement efforts, hoping to stop anyone who's texting while driving. More details on the campaign are online at riverbender.com. One person was charged with attempting to disarm a police officer. Another was charged with kicking out a police car window, causing other vehicle damage last week, according to a recent Jersey County court filing. Donald Schreiber, 41, who is said to be homeless, was charged with attempting to disarm a peace officer on March the 20th, 2023. He allegedly attempted to take a weapon from a Jerseyville Police Department officer. He was charged with a Class 2 felony. His bail was set at $25,000. Batting through a late start Sunday with two weather delays, the SIUE softball team dropped a pair of Ohio Valley Conference softball contests at Eastern Illinois. The Cougars fell in Game 1, 1-0. They lost the second matchup, 5-2, in the opener. Kelsey Ray scattered seven hits, allowing just a pinch-hit RBI in the bottom of the seventh, and that was the difference in that game. Details on the second match are online at riverbender.com. SIUE moves to 10-18 overall on the year, 0-7 in the OVC. SIUE Athletics has unveiled a new look showcasing a brand new Cougar head. That's for the first time since 2007. The new Cougar head represents a modernized version of the legendary Cougar, symbolizing spirit and pride in SIUE. You can see the new graphic online attached to this story at riverbender.com. The 76th Annual Gallatin Awards honored some of the best high school basketball players in the Riverbend last night when it was held at Best Western Premier Hotel in Alton. The event featured several major honors, including Player of the Year Award for both boys and girls. This year, sophomore Kyoko Proctor from Alton High was named Female Player of the Year. In Civic Memorials, Sam Buckley won the Male Award. This newscast was made possible by Hit and Run Drive-Thru Convenience Stores, celebrating 50 years in the Riverbend. Drive on up and let us do the walking.